Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
The thing that's percolating most around the Bearosphere today, I would think, would be the audio of Ben Johnson and the team celebrating together. They have a thing.
Good, better, best!
Good, better, best!
Never let it rest!
Never let it rest!
You're good, get better!
You're good, get better!
You better get better!
You better get better!
Bears on three, 1, 2, 3!
It is very reminiscent of the Drew Brees breakdowns in huddles.
I heard Mully and Awe talking about it this morning, that Tim Duncan used to do it. That was attributed to Tim Duncan for a while.
Wow. I've never heard Tim Duncan do it.
Yeah, me neither. Apparently, the quote was attributed that Saint Jerome. Saint,
the guy who did Roquan's contract?
What was his name?
Saint Omni.
I don't think at that time Ballard was in the business of taking an off the ball linebacker at 8.
Saint Jerome, he's the one who held up the mirror for Mars Day. Is that Saint Jerome?
Jerome, I'm in the house, Morris. That's all I'm gonna live. Look out.
But no, it's an actual saint. How could that be possible?
Orland Park and Michael. Hey, Michael, you're on the Score.
I wish I was in the locker room so I can yell and scream with Ben and the rest of the guys.
Michael, we're going to give you the opportunity now. You want to yell with the Bears? All right, so let's get you ready and let's yell with the Bears.
Go ahead, Michael.
Good, better, best!
Good, better, best!
Never let it rest!
Never let it rest!
Good, get better!
Good, get better!
And you better get better!
And you better get better!
Bears on three! 1, 2, 3!
What? I could catch up. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh, honey.
Jerome's in the house. Watch your mouth.
Hey, Jerome.
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. But Spiegs was hanging out on middays today. More on that in a second. We have got a crazy packed show for you today, and we want you to be a part of it. Alex is here. My nephew Justin is in the background doing stuff. Chris Tannehill with the incredible open. That woman is Layla Rahimi.
Hello. Did I do it right?
That was pretty good, actually. That's actually better than
that
the speech.
That was really good.
Good vibes, babe.
See, you got it all down, Pat.
This I'm going to talk about baseball. It's going to be great.
That's actually pretty perfect. Here's what we've got going on today's show.
We're Spigs.
I can't sing the national anthem at Wrigley.
You sang the seventh inning stretch, though.
I did, but that's different.
I know, but you did it. Ian Happ is going to join us, and when he does join us, it's brought to you by Finishing Chicago. Great finishes start with contractors from finishingchicago.com.
Where's the low brass? Wait, that's not this show.
It can make it whatever you want.
It's hit and run.
swing and miss. Then call it that. We usually, when we're together, it's Lawrence and Layla because we go with the alliteration.
The L and L.
Yeah, it works out pretty well.
The House of L is brought to you.
And then before that, when you used to be on my show, we called it something else.
The Monthly Visitor. I called it that because those jokes are for everybody.
Matt Forte is going to join us at 3 o'clock today. Bill Curtis is going to join us at 3:25. Yes, you heard that right. Someone in the Twitch mob was like, wait, why is Bill Curtis coming on the score? He's got a book and there's sports stories in it. Like with Muhammad Ali and whatnot. So we're going to talk to him about all sorts of stuff.
Isn't he
considered?
Unlike
other cities, we don't walk away from our most storied and iconic assets.
Well,
I was worried you were going to play the one about the relationship growing that we always play on the midday show.
I got some bad news for Bill on that whole thing. They're going to Arlington Heights. Matt Bowen's going to join us at 4 o'clock. But before we get into any of that, let's get into this. Because, Layla, you were on it. You like post-tape Ben.
Yes. 5 minutes talking after the game, Ben, is not ideal for me. I would like more. But what we have gotten in these past three games now is we've gotten Monday morning quarterback, so to speak, Ben Johnson. And that's when he really actually delves into the tape, and you can tell. And his answers about what he sees in his team after the game are where you find a lot of answers if you're us trying to learn about him, how he sees his team, what his adjustments are going to be.
It's crazy because how many times do we hear the perfunctory, I got to watch the tape, guys. And usually it's a stall tactic. Usually it's, I'm going to watch the tape and then I'm not going to talk to you about the things that I see on the tape.
And it's usually something where you shouldn't have to look at the tape. It's something fairly obvious where a mistake was made.
Where I give Ben Johnson props through three games is he tells us that he's going to watch the tape. And then when he gets back to us, he has thoughts about the things that he has seen on the tape. And Tanny found something too. Is this I know that we're in a different era now, Tanny, because sports betting is so prevalent in football. Is this the first time that we've heard a Bears coach mention the spread?
I thought the guys responded really well. It's really nice to get that first win of the season. We're looking to piggyback on that performance here and go for our first road win here this week. You know, we're road underdogs already. You know, I think Vegas has picked to beat us. So we got to come out and have another great week of preparation.
So that also gave you pause because I'm thinking to myself,
tactics.
This doesn't sound normal. Like, head coaches don't usually say that.
It feels to me like something that he's using to rally. And that's what a lot of coaches have done behind the scenes for forever, even if they before things became legal. For him to do it up front, I think is interesting. And I'm curious on whether or not that's going to be a theme in what it is. There's a part that we want to get to, and we're going to have Ian Happ coming on in a little bit, but there's a part that we want to get to and have a little bit of a discussion on. Remember that drive, Layla, in the end of the first half where you had a coach seemingly knowing what he was doing and understanding the clock and having his team wear down the clock so that the other team's not going to really have an opportunity to do anything. I thought that was a really special drive by the Bears in the game. And Ben went into detail about the importance of it.
Yeah, no, we actually watched that part as a team just because it was really good complimentary football. We got our defense out there with about 4 minutes left in the first half, and they came through with a three and out for us, gave us plenty of time on offense to where we didn't even feel like we're in two-minute mode until it really got underneath about a minute left there. And so we were able to – I thought the biggest one was the third and two conversion that we ended up throwing the ball to Rome. Caleb did a nice job getting that ball out. But had we not converted that, that would put us in a little bit of a tough spot because they still had some timeouts left. And like I said all along, it's a very dynamic offense that we were going against. And so our goal was to score points going into halftime and not give them enough time for a rebuttal drive. And I thought our guys handled that really well.
When you've got the clock on your side and you've got all three timeouts, how do you kind of balance being kind of cautious initially versus knowing when to put the foot on the gas and hit it like this?
That's the hard part. Yeah. And, for me, I'd say earlier in my career, I really struggled at that as a play caller. And it's something that you kind of got to sink into what your guys do well. Being able to run the ball certainly helps in that situation to where you can feel like you can be efficient moving the ball, keep the clock running, know when to put the foot on the pedal and go up tempo when we need it. Having those timeouts helps us. It gives us a lot of flexibility in terms of the play calls because we don't have to be straight drop back pass oriented. We can mix things up knowing that we can always stop the clock if it gets a little bit too close. And then I thought the other thing that was huge in any 2 minute, if you get an explosive play, then that really ups your odds of getting points. And so that throw that Caleb made to Luther was really big for us to get us from field goal range down in there to scoring range for a touchdown. So I just give our guys a lot of credit. They handled the situation well. Caleb mm-hmm. controlled the procedure really well. And being able to score with under 30 seconds like that, and our defense come back out on the field and hold them. If you remember that first game, we were in a very similar scenario where Minnesota had about 18 seconds and no timeouts, and they were able to get a field goal out of it. And so it was almost deja vu being in that same deal and our defense being able to get the stop and going to halftime.
Two things. Number one, do you know how long that scoring drive took? Exactly 2 minutes. Number two, I typically, as you know, and as we have talked about shows, I'd say around the year of 2018 or so, or maybe through 2021, the screen pass on third down was a choice, and it was usually made to be a bad one. But the difference here is that there's downfield blocking involved, and they were playing against an incredibly soft zone that was called to a fault by Matt Eberflus. And that's why it was able to work so well. And then Dallas takes that timeout with 30 seconds left, and then what happens next? That was the Cole Kmet touchdown, swing the bat. Worked out well. But to have a coach say he can't manage a clock, like he needs to work on managing a clock.
While managing the clock correctly, by the way.
Yeah, to perfection.
Mm-hmm.
Your 2 minute drive took exactly 2 minutes.
It was a beautiful thing to see. And I love the detail. I love the thinking ahead. Anyone who plays any sort of strategic game, I'm a chess player. You know, when you see that someone has the ability to think two or three moves ahead, that's exciting. That's really exciting. And that he's even in retrospect going, yeah, I wonder if there were some things that I could do better on stuff like that. That to me is incredibly encouraging to hear from a first year head coach.
Well, and we did, like Eberflus did that. I remember there were times where he was asked at the end of the game or after a game about how he saw that playing out. But I think because he was a defensive head coach, it was usually the risk that the offense was running whatever 2 minute drill it was, rather than seeing the success of the offense.
It's pretty stark, the difference between the two guys. We're going to do a little bit of baseball. Why? Because the Cubs find themselves, the Padres are on their ass. The Cubs find themselves in a series that matters with the Mets. We are going to talk with Ian Happ about it next. Spiegel and Holmes, Lawrence and Layla here on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Leading off in left field, number 8, Ian Hess.
Popping champagne, you're moments away from doing so. What are you most excited about?
All of it. I haven't felt that champagne in a minute. I can't wait.
Ian Happ. Now the 2-0 to Happ, drilled in the air to right field and deep. This ball's got a chance. Gone. Ian Happ, a long home run.
Cubs all-star outfielder.
Swing and a high fly ball, right field. That's back. That's on its way. Gone. The Pittsburgh Kid launches.
Well, on a day where they're looking to clinch a playoff spot.
Gold Glove Award winner.
And the Cubs are one out away from being in the postseason.
How fitting was it that the guy who caught the final out in today's game to send the team to the playoffs was Ian Happ?
And he was the first person I saw in here. He just came up and gave me a big hug. It's like, it's been too long. And he's such a leader here. He's been here for the longest. And it is a perfect way to end it.
Fly ball to left. This is going to do it. Ian Happ is there, and the Cubs are in the playoffs.
Host of the Compound Podcast.
Ben Johnson, accountability guy. He's an accountability guy. He was the first one to say, we got to be better.
Connect Roasters coffee enthusiast.
If you want to look into that, the Ian Happ Foundation is how you find that information. I did not mean for that to rhyme.
Ian Happ with Spiegel and Holmes.
We toast you, Ian Happ.
On 670 The Score.
It's very nice of Ian to do us the solid of coming to hang out and do this show swap, partner swap that we are doing today. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Lawrence and Layla here with you until 6 o'clock. Nico was on middays today for a whole hour, so Ian was like, well, can I come and hang out with you guys on the afternoon show? And we were like, you absolutely can. He joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Ian, thanks for doing this. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Ian, we have to start with the party first, because once you guys actually got to take part in the celebration, I want to know what the feelings were for you. You got to be able to talk to the team. Let's start with that. What did you say to them about these moments?
Yeah, I think, you know, the biggest message was just, you know, we've earned it. You know, we've earned the spot in the playoffs. You know, there's a lot of work and stuff that goes on behind the scenes over the course of spring training, offseason, season to get you to this point. And so, you know, this group has earned that. We've earned the right to celebrate and to enjoy it. And that there was, you know, there's still work left to do. And we want to host games at Wrigley. We want that first playoff series to be at Wrigley Field. And so that was kind of the overarching message. And to the young guys, just to enjoy every second of it, because you never know when you're going to get back.
I have been on a crusade over the last, I don't know, 3 or 4 months talking about the idea of enjoying what happens over 162. That we tend to get caught up in who wins the World Series. And I'm glad to see that you guys were celebrating the way that you were, because getting into the playoffs is an accomplishment. And that accomplishment is less bothered by variance than what happens inside of the playoffs. So I don't know. I feel like I'm trying to lead a crusade of people saying, hey, being a playoff team is cool and should be celebrated.
100%. You know, being a playoff team and giving yourself a chance is just a massive accomplishment. You don't, you have to, there's so many things you have to go right over the course of 162 for you to get to that spot. You know, team health and just playing up to everybody's capabilities and being able to do that. And we've weathered some storms this year, and we've played really good baseball. We played really good baseball as a team, and so to be in that spot is something that is truly an accomplishment and something that every team should celebrate. And, you know, that's, when I got here, you know, that was the standard here, was to be in the playoffs every year. We were able to do it quite a bit in my first 4 years, and then, you know, a little stretch of being close but not quite there. So just super meaningful, a lot of emotions, and being able to do it with this group is just really cool.
Ian, I know it's been almost a week. It'll be a week tomorrow, but I want you to flash back from what you can remember, because we got to see a very fun celebration. Number one, it was nice to see Craig Counsell smile so much. I feel like that hadn't happened in a while. And Counts talked about how this was This is why you do it. And I thought that that was a really good observation, too, just to hear from him. And then number two, I was not familiar with Carson Kelly's game. To be able to hold two Budweisers in one hand while smoking a cigar and then dap Matthew Boyd at the same time. Clearly, I was not familiar with the party and celebration game of Carson Kelly.
Yeah, I think you get, you know, there's nothing better, I mean, than that celebration. The champagne, you know, it's the only time you'll ever catch me drinking Bud Heavies, but they're pretty special on that day. It was just great. I mean, for the guys that hadn't done it yet, for the guys that have been waiting so long to do it, and it really does, it just feels like this, you know, this massive accomplishment, the celebration. Council's right, this is why you do it. And I think that it does, it gives guys this, like, especially when you haven't done it for a while, it's like, oh man, this is what it's all about. Like, I want to keep doing this. It's a little extra motivation to, like, you know, you got a chance to do this more times. Like, this is the only thing that matters.
You've got some guys who've won World Series, but you're the longest tenured Cub and what, the longest tenured Chicago athlete right now.
Yeah.
What advice do you have for younger players who are going to experience playoff Wrigley for the first time?
Yeah, I think just take it all in. It's so special. I mean, this place, Chicago, the city, when a team's in the playoffs, the buzz, but also just Wrigley Field itself, the atmosphere, the fan base, and just like it is, we're very lucky to get to experience 40,000 people on a regular basis. But when it's a playoff atmosphere, when it's that crisp fall day, and it's rocking, like, there's not quite anything like it. And that was kind of the biggest message, was like, we need to host games at Wrigley. Like, we need to host this wild card series at Wrigley, and feel that. And I think that's kind of, you know, that's our mission over the next six games, is to lock that in. So we're doing that.
Well, and I think that, you know, unfortunately, nobody wants to go into Cincinnati and get swept four games after you clinch. I know that that is not the plan and it's not ideal. What were your takeaways from that? And then getting into a very, I think, competitive and a team with urgency playing the Mets coming up.
Yeah, I mean, since he pitched it really well, they pitched it really well all series. Their starters did a really good job, and their bullpen was pretty locked down. They're playing for something right now. They're motivated. They, you know, they got a group that just, they played four really good baseball games. Our pitchers did a great job of keeping it close and giving us a chance. You know, offensively, we couldn't get the big hits to put ourselves in a position of winning those games. But I think it's a good reminder of just because you clinch, just because you're in the playoffs, the season doesn't end. And that there is still really important baseball to be played over this last week. And so I think it was a bit of a long road trip. You get 7 days in a row on the road. It was the end of 10th straight. And we went to Atlanta for three and then back home for three and immediately on the road. So it was kind of a long stretch there for those games. And so I think getting back to Wrigley for these last six is going to be really nice. Guys getting off day yesterday and get a chance to reset and really, you know, play some good baseball here this last week of the season.
Ian Happ joining us here on the Spiegel and Holmes Show. It's Lawrence and Layla today. Nico was on middays today, and he said that he really likes when you guys hit back-to-back because of your different skill sets. How would you describe the two of you in a lineup together?
I love it. I think we've done it for a long time. We did it quite a bit in 2020 as well. And at the beginning of that year, we were hitting like 8-9 together or 7-8 together. And it was, you know, right after we had lived together and we joked about our friends, Dakota and Zach, that were hosting the comp with us, joked about, you know, us making stuff happen when we're next to each other. And then we got a nice stretch from 21 to kind of through 23 of getting to do that quite a bit, whether he was leading off or hitting two hole and I was hitting three. I've been so lucky to hit behind him quite a bit. And he's one of the best base runners in baseball. And take away the stolen bases, just his ability to score from first on a double, his ability to score from second on a single. I've just gotten to watch that so much. And I have a pretty patient at bat. So when he's on base ahead of me, you know, I give him chances to take bases quite a bit because I do tend to have longer ABs. And then I know if I hit a ball in the gap, he's going to score. And you saw that in Cincy against Lodolo. Like, I hit a double with there was nobody out or one out, and it was he. Yeah, he's flying around the bases, great read on the ball. He's just so good at that. And so he's right. Our skill sets complement each other. Just, you know, his ability to get on base, to run the bases, and, you know, kind of the patient at bat and the chance for an extra base hit. We've just been really productive when we're hitting around each other. So it's been one of my favorite things over the last 6 years, 5 or 6 years we've been together.
On the afternoon show, we've kind of gone through the emotional roller coaster with Nico, where he wasn't hitting for power, but he was doing everything else. And then you get to the end of this season, and he's got career highs in a bunch of categories, including wins above replacement. That dude is just, he's such a ball player. And that's one of the highest compliments that I can give. And I give you that compliment too, Ian. Watching you guys, even through the struggles, not lose yourself, there's an art to that. Where does that come from?
I think just trying to impact the game every day. And I think the consistency of being out there, you know, what I'm so proud of Nico for this year is just his availability and being out there every single day. It's a testament to the work that he puts in behind the scenes. And just, I can't tell you guys how much time he spends on his body and making sure that he's available to be out there playing in the middle of the field. Like, it's super, super impressive. But I do think the way that he impacts the game every day, whether that's base running, defense, or the bat, it is, that's why he is a 6+ win player. Like, he's just, he's that good. But yeah, I think for the two of us, just, and it's just, being available, being out there, and finding a way, whether it's the middle of June or it's the end of September, just to impact the game in some way. You know, you're not going to get hits every day. You're not going to get multiple hits every day. It's really hard to hit in this league. But, you know, if you can find your way on base, you can impact the game, base running, defense. You know, that stuff shows up every single day, and you'll find yourself in a good spot.
Ian, what can you tell us about Connect and what you're working on outside of being, you know, on the field getting ready for the playoffs?
Yeah, Connect, we're going to be fueling the clubhouse down the stretch, I'll tell you that. A lot of coffee flowing for the boys. Cold Brew has been great. We just had our latest Gold Series release of the premium coffee, which has been awesome to see the response from people, and we really appreciate it. So get your Connect before these playoff games.
Before we let you go, I'd love to get a fielder's perspective on what's happened with Cade Horton and how he has had such an amazing second half of the season. Usually you don't see young guys do that. Like, usually there's a regression because of the amount of innings that they're putting on their arm. What have you seen from him?
I think a couple things. I think he's continuing to learn every start and every outing. He's learned himself. He's learning the way his pitch mix plays. But super, super competitive in the zone, which is huge. He's not afraid. He's not pitching away from contact. He's going right at guys, which is massive. And I think it's a testament to the Cubs, too, and just this is the first time he's thrown this many innings, and had done a great job of just controlling his workload, making sure that he's available kind of throughout this run. But he's got the attitude for it. I think I've said this a handful of times on this show. He's just, his mound presence and his ability to compete is what sets him apart, and it's what the great ones do, and it's how the great ones carry themselves. And he's got a lot of potential, and it's been really fun to watch him, you know, continue to learn every single time he's out there.
Ian, thank you so much for joining us and for accommodating our shift change today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.
You're awesome. That is Ian Happ. The Midday Show gets the opportunity to talk with him once a week. We talk with Nico. I miss talking with Ian because I think he and I are wired very similarly.
Yes.
So it's always fun to kind of catch back up with him. But that's great. I hope that they match the Mets' energy in this series? Because they need to, because the Mets are definitely playing for something. I'm glad that Ian let you know what the Cubs are playing for. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, Matt Forte is going to join us. And by the way, Bill Curtis is going to join us in the next hour, too. Don't go anywhere. Spiegel and Holmes, Lawrence and Layla here with you until 6 on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.